The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 13th Chapter, Text Number 10, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 1st, 1974, in Geneva, Switzerland.
Devotees like your good self are verily holy places personified. Because you carry the Supreme Personality of Godhead within your heart, you turn all places into places of pilgrimage.
Bhavad Vidha Bhagavata Titha Bhuta Sang Bhu Tithi Kudbanta Tithani Shantasthina Vadabhita. So, Tithi. Titha means holy place of pilgrimage. In every religion, there is the system that the followers, they go to the holy place of pilgrimage. Just like in India, there are many holy places, Gaya, Prayag, Mathura, Vrindavan, Haridwar, Rameswaram, Jagannath Puri, Navadvip, many. Some of them are very prominent, and still there are many non-prominent. Similarly, the Mohammedans, they go Mecca, Medina. The Christians, they go Jordan, what is that?
Jerusalem.
So, human society, there must be some religious process, otherwise it is animal society. And in every religion, there is a commendation to go to the place, holy places of pilgrimage. This is one setup. Another setup is, that Bhagavata Sthiti Bhuta, those who are devotees, that themselves, Mahabhagavata, the first class devotee, they themselves are the holy place. Not only they are themselves holy place, but wherever they go, they make that place holy place, pilgrimage. This is the idea. It was spoken by Maharaj Yudhishthira when Vidura came back home. Vidura left home. Although he belonged to the royal family, his nephew Duryodhana behaved with him not very nicely. So he left home. Before the beginning of the battle of Kurukshetra, he was very fond of his eldest brother, Dhritarashtra. So he was always giving him good counsel. My dear eldest brother, why you are intriguing against the Pandavas? But he would not hear the younger brother's advice. So his son, Dhritarashtra's son, Duryodhana, he understood it that this my uncle is always instigating my father not to take part in the matter of vanquishing the Pandavas. So he used very harsh word, because Vidura, although he was the son of king, but he was not born of the queen. He was born of a maidservant. Formerly the queens had many maidservants, and they also sometimes begot children by the king. So they were called Dasi Putra. By legal significance, they are not inherited. So, Vidur was born like that. He was not born of the queen, but of the maidservant. But his elder brother, Dhritarashtra, liked him very much. He got him raised. He was younger, very nicely. He got him married and gave him sufficient property. He was very kind upon him. And therefore, Vidura was also very much obliged to his eldest brother. And he was always giving him good advice and a great devotee. So, on this account of family dissension, he left home. And after the battle of Kurukshetra, when everything was finished, so still he had affection for his eldest brother. My dear brother, now everything is finished. You are all sons for whom you intrigue so much. And you are still living shamelessly because you treated Pandavas, your nephews, very badly. You wanted to kill them in so many ways. You failed. Then there was battle. So your sons and grandsons all finished. And still you are shamelessly living in the house of your nephew with whom you treated so badly. You have no shame. So in this way, he very strongly criticized his brother, and then he surrendered, my dear brother, what do you want me to do? So he said that you immediately come with me. Don't remain here. So immediately he left home, and then he underwent tapasya, and they got salvation. So here, when Vidura came, returned back, so Yudhishthira is receiving the answer. He was also, he knew that our uncle Vidura was always in our side and tried to protect us. So he was very pleased. So Vidura, during the time of war between the two sections, he was traveling in the holy places of pilgrimage and talking with his spiritual master, Maitreya. So, therefore, because he was traveling in holy place, the Yudhishthira Maharaj wanted to inform him that, my dear uncle, you are so exalted devotee, you do not require him to travel in the holy places of pilgrimage. Because wherever he will stay, that will turn into pilgrimage. Therefore, Nartam Das Thakur says in his song, Tirtha Jatra Purishram Kevali Moner Bhram. He says, to go to the holy places of pilgrimage, it is also a mental satisfaction. Actually, if one is fully surrendered to the lotus feet of Krishna, he is so exalted that wherever he lives, that is the holy place of pilgrimage. That was not from the status. And actually that is fact. The pure devotee of Krishna, he is always thinking of Krishna. Premanyana Shurita Bhakti Bilochanena Santas Sadaiva Ridayesu Bilobhayati. They cannot forget Krishna even for a second, caring Krishna. Therefore, because Krishna is the devotee, such devotee, wherever he goes, that becomes a place of pilgrimage. It is also said that ordinary person, they go to the holy places of pilgrimage and they leave their sinful activities there. in the holy place. That is the purpose of going to the holy place. That during the whole life, whatever sinful activities I have done, now I leave it here and I become purified. That's a fact. One becomes purified. But the ordinary man, he does not know how to keep purified life. Therefore, again comes back home and again commits the sinful activities. Sometimes again he may go, just like in your the Christian church, they go to the church weekly, atonement. So this kind of business is not very good. Once purified, you remain purified. So when the holy places of pilgrimage become piled up with all the sinful reaction of common man, a saintly person, when he goes there, he makes the holy place clean. The holy place becomes unclean due to the common man coming there and leaving the sinful reaction. So holy place becomes overburdened with the sinful results of other people. But in that holy place, when a devotee goes, then again the holy place becomes clean. So, this is the idea. Bhagavad Gita Bhagavata. So Bhagavata. Bhagavata means one who has his relation with Bhagavan. From Bhagavan. Bhagavan comes from the word Bhagavat. And anything in relationship with Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, is called Bhagavat. Just like this book is called Bhagavat because it has nothing to do with any other thing except the activities of the Supreme Personality, so Bhagavat. So there are two kinds of Bhagavat. The book Bhagavat and the person Bhagavat. So, both of them so pure that wherever Bhagavad reading is going on, and Bhagavad reading should be performed by the Bhagavad, person Bhagavad, then it is very nice. Bhagavata sthita bhuta. They are already purified, holy place of purity. Mahat vichananam ninam grihinam dhinachitasam. Therefore, the Bhagavatas, they travel all over the world to purify ordinary human beings because they are dīna-cetasa. Dīna-cetasa. Dīna means poor. They are thinking. And materialistic person, they think, it is my duty to live comfortably, to give all facilities to the family or to the society or to the nation, earn your livelihood and spend for sense gratification. This is their future. They do not know anything more than that. Especially in the Western countries, they are very expert how to adjust materially for sense gratification. Just like we had been immediately to the park, very nice park. They know how to live comfortably in the material world. But there is no spiritual information. Missing point. That is the defect of the Western civilization. They have got some vague idea of God, practically no idea, but human life is not meant for that purpose, simply living very comfortably in material life. So the other necessity is that they should know Bhagavan, become Bhagavat. That is another necessity. So this Krishna consciousness movement, it is the desire of Krishna that these people who have no information practically about Bhagavan, they should learn something from this Krishna consciousness movement. And therefore we have published so many nice books. It is the desire of Krishna they should read this book and try to understand the Krishna philosophy, the science of Krishna, the science of God. Then their life will be perfect. Otherwise, this one-sided civilization, material comfort, that will not help them. Because however you may create your city, home, very nice, clean, materially comfortable, you will not be allowed to stay. That defect they do not understand. And after you leave this body, there is no certainty what kind of body you are going to have. There is certainty according to the material laws. There is certainty, but they do not know it. That body will be manufactured according to the association of the material modes of nature. There are three material modes of nature. If you keep yourself in touch with the material modes of nature of goodness, then you will be promoted to the higher standard of life. Urdhangacchanti sattvastha. Therefore, at least you may enjoy material life, but you should keep yourself to the standard of Brahminical culture. Then there is guarantee that you don't degrade yourself. You get higher status of life in the higher planetary system, Janalok, Mohalok, Tapalok, Sattalok, then you get. But if you keep yourself as it is, then you will remain in this planetary system. This is called Bhulok. Bhulok, Om Bhur Bhuva Satasavitam, Gayatri Mantra. This is called Bhulok. Bhuvarlok, then above this there is Bhuvarlok, then above this the heavenly planets, very system. And if you keep yourself in the association of the modes of ignorance or foolishness, then you go down. Jaganna gunavittista adhogacchanti tamasa. Jaganna gunavittista. Tamasik means abominable character. The abominable character means these four things. Illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating and gambling. This is tamogu. Exhibition of tamogu. If you continue to keep yourself in the association of the modes of ignorance, then you are going to become adho. Adho means down. Down means there are many other planetary systems, just like upper, there are bhut, bhuva, sar, jana, mahat, like that, and down also. Tal, atal, nital, talatal, patal, like that, this system. So, our only request is that we don't criticize you because you try to live comfortably in the material. Do that. But don't associate with the modes of ignorance. That is very risky. That is very risky. At least either you remain in the householder life or brahmachari life or sannyas life, you keep yourself always in goodness, then your position is all right. Otherwise, it is very risky. But these people, the Austrian people, they do not do that. They keep themselves in the most of ignorance. That is very risky situation. So at least you, Europeans and Americans, you should know it. And you distribute this knowledge, it is your duty to save them. But these, they do not know it. As soon as there is talk of this goodness and sinful activity, immediately they go away. Immediately. Yesterday the gentleman came and suddenly began to talk about pious activities and impious activities. He immediately left. I have got another meeting. So this is the position. Murkhaya upadesha hi prakopayana santa. If one is a foolish person, if you give him good instruction, he'll be angry. He'll not take. Murkhaya upadesha hi prakopayana santa. Payapanam bhujanganam kevalam visavardhanam. Snake. If you kindly give him food star, this no snake is very fond of drinking milk. They are very much fond. So, sometimes the snake charma, they mix milk with banana and give them to eat for their satisfaction. But the result, what is the result? The result is as soon as it becomes strong by eating, the poison teeth becomes filled with poison. It is just like with our healthy body, our different nerves and parts of the body become healthy. Similarly, the snake, most important part of the body, they have got a teeth. They keep within the pocket of the teeth, there is venomous poison. So when they bite from the hole of that teeth, the poison is emitted and the man dies. Or the animal dies. But this is a fact. If you infect some disease, you will have to suffer from that disease. This is a fact. It is scientific. Similarly, if you are infected with the particular type of the molds of nature, then you will have to suffer like if you remain in ignorance, then you will get the body of animal. This is the... Therefore, every one of you should become a pure devotee, a first-class devotee. First-class devotee is that in this age it has been made very easy. Simply keep yourself clean, not to indulge in the four principles. Prohibition and chant Hari. Then you'll be all first class devotee. And wherever you'll go, you'll be able to purify them. Wherever you go, wherever you speak, wherever you sit. So keep the spiritual strength intact. Tithi bhuta. Tithi kutbanta tithani sa antasthena. This Hare Krishna mantra chanting means keeping Krishna always within your heart. It is not expensive at all. You haven't got to make a very exalted throne for Krishna. You can imagine that in my heart I place now a very diamond throne and Krishna is sitting. That is accepted. It is actually it becomes. Even within the mind you think that I have kept one diamond throne, very costly throne, because Krishna is coming, he'll sit down here. That is not false. That is a fact. So it creates a situation within your heart. Now Krishna has seated, let me wash his feet with the Ganges water, Jamuna water. Now I change his dress with first class, costly garments, then I decorate with ornaments, then I giving, for eating. You can simply think of this. This is meditation. Shantasthena Gadhara. It is so nice thing. Anywhere you can sit down and think that Krishna is sitting in your heart and you are receiving in so nicely, they are not false, they are also fact. It is so easy. So here is it. If you simply carry Krishna within your heart, all it, in a very devotional service, exalted devotional service, and chant Hare Krishna, think of Krishna, wherever you will go, you will purify the whole place. Thank you.